Fiscal Update is a compilation of brief news articles published by the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency throughout each month. The articles cover actions taken at meetings of state boards and commissions, news releases from state agencies, updates on the status of the state budget, reports on audits of state and local government, and other items of interest to legislators and their constituents. If you would like to receive email notifications when individual fiscal update articles are published, please go to www.legis.iowa.gov/subscribe, or you can follow us on Twitter at IowaLSA. To view all charts and graphs coinciding with these reports, please go to the Iowa General Assembly website at www.legis.iowa.gov. Click on the Publications tab at the top and then click on Fiscal Analysis in the gray area to the left. Under Fiscal Publications, click on Fiscal Update and search for a particular report. Fiscal Update, Fiscal Services Division, December 14, 2020. Transportation Commission meeting, December 2020. The Transportation Commission met for an informal workshop on December 8, 2020. The Commission discussed the following items: COVID-19 impact on transportation funding. Commercial airport services are still low at 35% to 40% of 2019 passenger levels. Vehicular traffic fell slightly in November to 15% below 2019 levels, although freight traffic has remained equivalent to 2019 levels. Fiscal year 2022 and 2023 budget presentation. The DOT gave a presentation on budget requests for fiscal year 2022 and 2023. For fiscal year 2022 and 2023, the DOT estimates that 86% of its funding will come from the Primary Road Fund, PRF, while 14% will come from the Road Use Tax Fund, RUTF. The DOT is requesting $397.9 million in fiscal year 2022, which is a 0.8% decrease compared to estimated fiscal year 2021, and $398.8 million in fiscal year 2023, which is a 0.5% decrease compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Highway Division, the DOT is asking for an increase of $4.1 million in fiscal year 2022 and another increase of $1.9 million in fiscal year 2023, both of which are in the Highway Division. These increases are due to an increase in staffing, additional funding for road salt, a new ice blade for snowplows, funding for tasers, in-car video systems, audible attenuators, portable rumble strips, speed feedback trailers, and to help replace medium and heavy-duty trucks. The budget request is asking for an additional 9 FTEs in both fiscal year 2022 and 2023 in the Highway Division to achieve its 5-year plan of increasing the division's workforce by 45 through fiscal year 2025. The goal of these FTEs is to create a better balance of outside consultants as well as internal staff to increase efficiency and maximize construction program dollars. The plan is estimated to save $9.5 million. Other department budget requests. The budget request reduces the funding requirement for the replacement of equipment by $2.3 million for fiscal year 2022 and reduces funding required by $1.3 million in fiscal year 2023. The budget request reduces workers' compensation premiums by $762,000 for fiscal year 2022. The budget request increases funds for the Department of Administrative Services, DAS/Office of the Chief Information Officer, OCIO, Utility Services, by $427,000 for fiscal year 2022. The budget request increases the funding for the reimbursement of state auditor fees by $20,000 for fiscal year 2022 and an increase of $21,000 in fiscal year 2023. The DOT is updating items in its capital budget requests by eliminating the roof replacements, Northwest Wing Utility Improvements, Americans with Disabilities Act, ADA, improvements, utility improvements, heating, ventilation, and air conditioning, HVAC, improvements, and field facility deferred maintenance items. These items are being replaced by and added into the rest area facility maintenance, motor vehicle division, MVD, field facilities maintenance, motor vehicle enforcement, MVE, field facilities maintenance, faculty major maintenance and enhancements, and facility routine maintenance and preservation items. The DOT plans on these changes helping to create a broader capital program that will allow it to be more flexible with maintenance and repairs, and is requesting $11.2 million for fiscal year 2022 and 2023, which is a decrease of $4.1 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Rebuild Iowa's Infrastructure Fund, RIIF. The DOT also presented its budget requests for its modal program items, which include commercial service, vertical infrastructure, general aviation vertical infrastructure, state recreational trails, the public transit infrastructure fund, and the railroad revolving loan and grant program. These items typically get their funding from RIIF, and the DOT is requesting $8.9 million for both fiscal year 2022 and fiscal year 2023, which is an increase of $5.2 million compared to estimated fiscal year 2021. Iowa's Clean Air Attainment Program. The Commission was given an overview of Iowa's Clean Air Attainment Program, ICAAP, which was created in 1994 to award funds to projects with the highest potential for reducing transportation-related congestion and air pollution. The DOT received more than $10.9 million in funding requests for projects and provided a list of recommended projects to receive funding. Iowa's Transportation Alternatives Program, TAP or TAP. The Commission was given an overview on TAP, which is the current version of the Transportation Enhancement Program that was created in 1991. The purpose of the program is to assist in the creation of trails, safe routes to school projects, and vegetation management, among others. The DOT received $1.3 million in requested funding for projects and made recommendations on projects to fund. Federal Recreational Trail Program. The Commission was given an overview of the Federal Recreational Trail Program, which is a federal program created in 1991 to develop and maintain recreational trails and trail-related facilities for both motorized and non-motorized trail users. The DOT reported that $5.3 million was requested in funding for projects and recommended projects to be awarded funding. The business meeting was also held on December 8, 2020. The Commission took the following action. Administrative rules. The Commission approved proposed rulemakings for 761 Iowa Administrative Code 401 Special Registration Plates and 761 Iowa Administrative Code 405 Salvage. Traffic Safety Improvement Program. This program was created in 1987 to increase traffic safety on Iowa's roadways. The funds are used on city, county, or state roads through an annual application process. The Commission approved $7.5 million in funding for fiscal year 2022 for projects from Iowa's Traffic Safety Improvement Program. Intercity Bus Program. This program supports intercity bus services that include stops at non-urban locations. The Commission approved funding for calendar year 2021. Transfer of jurisdiction of Old US 30. The Commission approved the transfer of jurisdiction of parts of Old Highway 30 to Linn and Cedar counties, as well as the cities of Mount Vernon and Lisbon. The next Transportation Commission meeting is scheduled for January 13, 2021, and will be held via teleconference. Additional information is available on the DOT website at iowadot.gov. The LSA staff contact for this fiscal update is Austin Brink, Legislative Analyst with the Fiscal Services Division of the Legislative Services Agency, at 515-725-2200.